like to officially declare the ordinary meeting of council for the month of April open. I'd like to welcome everybody in attendance here. I'd like to welcome Sylvia, who's in the gallery, to our meeting today. And begin with acknowledgement of country. So we would like to respectfully acknowledge the Yamatji people, who are the traditional owners and first people of the land on which we meet. We would like to pay our respects to the elders past, present and future, for they hold the memories, the tradition, the culture and hopes of the Yamatji people. We have no apologies today and we have no approved leave. Yes?
Through you, Madam President, I'd just like to, for it to be noted on record that Councillor Robert Horsman has been elected to Legislative Council and is therefore ineligible to be a councillor and Deputy Shire President, and we wish him well.
Thank you. That happened as of 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, which is fortunate for the purpose of this meeting. So I move now to item number 4, declarations of interest. Does anyone have any interest which they wish to declare? I have one.
Thanks, Madam President. And it's an interest in your interest, it's proximity interest in relation to 9.6.2, and it's road closure and the nature of interest held. And I might just get you to do a little bit more detail.
Yes, okay.
It's proximity interest in relation to a property that you do own.
Over the road from there, yeah.
Yep.
Not that I will be there on this weekend.
And whilst that matter is actually being debated, you will be required to leave the room. And somebody fill in your place.
Okay. All right, moving on to public question time. So we have some public questions that have been taken on notice. I won't read out the information because I read it out last time and I think the questions are quite straightforward. So I'll hand over to Andrew to read those out, please.
Yeah, thanks, Madam President. And thank you to Sylvia for your questions. Really appreciate getting the questions up front. It just allows us a bit of time to research and come up with a constructive response. The other way for these sort of questions to be answered as well is you can just send them directly through to the Shire staff or to myself, and we'll get a response back to you on these sort of matters, rather than having to wait for a full council meeting to occur into the future. But you're still welcome to come here anytime and ask your questions. So the first question from Sylvia, is the Shire exempt from having to do fire breaks as the museum and opposite Shire block on Hampton Road hasn't had one for the last couple of years? And my response to that is that the Shire is not required to comply with the annual notice to install fire breaks. However, in high-risk situations, the Shire will endeavour to install fire breaks or conduct fuel hazard reduction on its property to mitigate risk from bushfire. It should be noted that fire breaks are not designed to prevent fire crossing boundaries. Their predominant purpose is to allow for firefighting vehicles to access the property. In relation to the query, the Shire's Chief Bushfire Control Officer will undertake an assessment of the situation and, if deemed necessary, ensure a fire break is installed and or fuel hazard reduction is completed before the next fire season. The second question from Sylvia is basically, when will the gates be replaced or repaired at the Guala Cemetery and benches replaced with new wood or, better still, with recycled plastic fitted, which would last longer and be easier to clean regularly? So my response to that is, after receiving the question, I went and looked at the matters raised. It appears that the gates and the tables at the cemetery have been there for many years and have not been maintained for quite some time. This matter is not in the current Shire budget or in preliminary discussions for the 25-26 budget. Irrespective of this, Shire staff will assess the issue raised, cost the maintenance replacement works, and raise the matter in budget considerations of council for 25-26.
Thank you. Thank you for the questions and appreciate your attendance and interest in our local area government. Thank you, Sylvia. We'll move now to item number 6. We have no petitions, we have no presentations, we have no deputations, so we'll move to item 6.4, which is councillor reports. My report. So on Monday the 31st of March, I attended the Kalbarri Visitor which was at Little Leaf, Kalbarri, and at that sundown of WA Coral Coast CEO David O'Malley and the Marketing and Tourism Manager Kelly Leonard at presentations. On Wednesday the 2nd of April, I attended the Geelong University Centre Holland V Foundation Scholarship event, and at that event, Amy Teakle was announced as the scholarship winner for the Shire of Northampton. So the Shire has supported this Holland V Foundation for $2,000 ever since its inception, which I can't remember exactly when that, how long that has been, but since probably the early 2000s. And so Amy is an EN and she is converting to a registered nurse at Geelong University Centre. On Monday the 7th of April, I attended part of the Kalbarri Visitor Centre Committee meeting via Teams as I was driving to Perth, just enough to give the report, but Councillor Pike was also in attendance to cover my inability to be there for the whole meeting, and the reason for that is that they needed to have to ensure that there was a quorum, so thank you Councillor Pike for attending that on my behalf. On Wednesday the 9th of April, I attended the farewell function for past Councillor Rob Horseman at the Northampton Community Centre. On Wednesday the 10th of April, I attended the public meeting in Kalbarri, which was hosted by Murchison Green Hydrogen. On Monday the 14th of April, I attended the meeting with Shohan Senavarente and Amanda Lemoyne and Peter Ryle from MGH at the Northampton Chambers. And on Monday the 14th of April, something followed on from that, was the budget workshop at the Northampton Chambers. Thank you. And I'll move now to Councillor Pike. Have you got anything to report?
Yes, attended the KDA on the 26th of the 3rd. Also the KVC on the 7th of the 4th. And I attempted to go to the KSR meeting in Kalbarri, but they cancelled it.
So that was the same day, wasn't it, as the farewell function?
Yeah,
the same day as the function for Rome.
And attended the MGH on the 14th of the 4th.
Thank you. Councillor Gibb.
The only thing to report was on the 14th of April was the MGH and the budget meeting after that.
Thank you. Councillor Carl Suckling.
The 24th of March, the Bushfire Brigade meeting, and the 2nd of April was Rob's, or Councillor Hortsman's, farewell, and then 14th the 4th was the MGH / budget meeting.
Thank you. Councillor Hay.
Rob's farewell on the 2nd, and then the 14th the MGH, followed by the budget.
Thank you.
Sorry, not the second. That was my bad.
All the days blurring into one. They go quite quickly at the moment. Councillor Burgess, do you have anything to report?
On the 31st, I attended a visitor centre sundown as well. The 9th of the 4th was Rob's, and on the 10th, I attended the MGH town meeting, and on the 14th, I went to the MGH and the budget meeting as well.
Thank you. Councillor Rosalind Suckling.
21st of March, I actually went to the gallery opening of the gallery exhibition down here, which was absolutely awesome. Some of the stuff I had in there is just wonderful. On the 9th of April was Councillor Horseman's farewell party. 14th, the MGH meeting and the budget workshop, and then later that night the Horrocks Community Centre AGM, which unfortunately we had to abandon halfway through and reset to meet again on the 12th as we couldn't get anybody to take positions.
Thank you. Thanks very much for that. We will move now to item 7, which is the confirmation of the previous minutes. So you will have had a chance, hopefully, to look at the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council, which was held on the 20th of March. Can I have someone who is happy to move that those minutes are a true and correct record, please? Thanks, Councillor Pike. Seconded, Councillor Gibbs. All those in favour? motions of which previous notice has been given. So we'll move now to section 9, which is the officer's report, and I will draw your attention to the first one, 9.1.1, which is the ability of Councillor Horsman to hold office as a Shire of Northampton councillor following the 2025 state government election, which the Legislative Council was announced yesterday afternoon. So we've been waiting for this for a little while, but fortunately it hasn't caused us too much. It's very good that it happened yesterday. So on page 8, the officer's recommendation is set out there, and essentially that is saying that we are seeking to not fill that space with an extraordinary election, because Councillor Horsman's term expires in October, and at that time we will go from 8 councillors to 7. So is there someone who's happy to move that officer's recommendation as it's written on page 8? Councillor Carl Suckling, thank you. Seconded, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor? No, Councillor Roslyn Suckling, do you wish
no.
to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against? Any comments or questions? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Next one, 9.1.2, this is the election of Deputy Shire President due to the inability of Councillor Horsman to be a Shire of Northampton Councillor following the election to the Legislative Council. So we'll move now to conduct the election for the Deputy Shire President, which will be by secret ballot. So do we have some nominations?
Yes, thanks Madam President and Council, because you haven't got standing orders, you're able to just effectively delay the meeting while we run this process. So that's essentially what we're doing. So with the endorsement of Madam President, if you want me to just sort of do the generic bits, and then you can sort of control it from there. So just one final chance call for nominations for Deputy Shire President.
It's not too late.
Because, who's that? So I do have two.
He's got a step.
Is that a blue?
No. Yeah, letter form.
Is there anybody else that wants to nominate? So it appears as though Councillor Hay, they got to you before I could, and asked you whether Councillor Sudlow and Councillor Roslyn Suckling have both nominated you, but you've just superseded them by nominating yourself.
There you go.
Is there any other nominations for the role? So if there's no other nominations, I think that is about that, other than, so there's no need, Shire President, to conduct a ballot. All we have to do is effectively declare Councillor Hay as Deputy Shire President. So, Councillor Hay, if you just want to, we'll get you to fill out this form.
Send it to the Secretary.
Just need to put your name, full name. It's not big enough font, that's why you use it like that.
Chris.
Declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and integrity, and with integrity, fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability. and will observe the Local Government Model Code of Conduct Regulations 2021 and the Shire of Northampton Code of Conduct for Council Members, Committee Members and Candidates. Declared at the Council Chambers, Northampton on the 17th of April.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. Yes. Come and join me on the flight deck.
I got your lollies though, don't
you?
Straight into the hot seat.
Congratulations, well done. Yes, I think, welcome. I did ask Roslyn, Councillor Suckling, whether she was interested, and she declined the opportunity. And Tim, you've been on council since 2017, is that correct? Yes, so we welcome you up to this position. Thank you for putting my hand up. Okay, we'll move now to the next item, which is So the proposed election method for the 2025 ordinary local government election. So you will have read the report, and we have had a couple of, I think we had one question earlier. This must be passed by absolute majority, but is there someone who's happy to move the council declare in accordance with section 4.20 part 4 of the Local Government Act the electoral commissioner to be responsible for the conduct of the 2025 ordinary election together with any election or polls which may be required, and also to decide in accordance with that with section 4.61 part 2 of the Local Government Act that the method of conducting the election will be as a postal election. Someone happy to move that? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Second, and Councillor Des Pipe. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling?
No, I think it's the best way to go.
Councillor Pike, do you wish to speak? Anyone wish to speak against the motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That is carried by absolute majority. Thank you. We'll move now to the next one, 9.1.4, which is the review of councillor attendance fees, allowances and expenses for the 2025-26 financial year. So the information is presented there as well as the attachment, which is the salary and allowances tribunal information. So there's a whole lot of information there which outlines what has happened in the past and how that has been budgeted for. So that includes for the allowances for the amount paid to the president and the deputy. It includes ICT allowance, travel and accommodation allowance, reimbursable expenses for phone or fax and for childcare and travel costs. I think that's about the main things. So I'll draw your attention on page 22 to the officer's recommendation. This also must be passed by absolute majority. Is there someone who is happy to move that as it's written, please? And there are 8 points. Thanks, Councillor Pike. Do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Burgess. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Pike?
Yes, I think it's very reasonable.
Thank you. Councillor Burgess, do you wish to speak to the motion?
I think it's good for our ratepayers that we're at the bottom end of the band and we're not asking too much.
Thank you. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Are there any speakers for the motion? Any other comments or questions? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Moving now to the financial part of our meeting, 9.2.1, which is the monthly financial statements for the period ending the 31st of March 2025. Is there someone happy that council is happy to move that council receives the monthly financial report for the period ending the 31st of March in accordance with the attachment in your attachment document? Someone happy to move that? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do we have a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Gibb. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next one is item 9.2.2, which is the proposed March 2025 list of accounts for endorsement as of today, the 17th of April. Is someone happy to, I won't read out all of the payment numbers, the EFT numbers, but is someone happy that we, move the officer's recommendation that we note that all those details, and that we are happy to accept that. Thanks, Councillor Carl Suckling. And seconded Councillor Trevor. Trevor Gibb. I'm crazy. We'll have to shift you. Now that there's a bit of space, we'll have to separate you. My apologies.
He's only going for
Is there any dissent to accepting this? No, I'll take that as carried also. Thank you. The next one is item 9.3.1, which is the proposed council policy for the temporary banners on a fixed frame. And before we start, I did notice that I wish to speak against this. But is there someone that's happy to move that council adopt the community development policy, temporary use of fixed banner poles, as shown in the attachment? We have a mover, Councillor Gibb. Do we have a seconder for that? Councillor Carl Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor?
No, it's definitely required in Kalbarri. The digital signs are not working. They're just too, they turn over too quickly for people to catch them. So a permanent sign there for a set time, ideal.
Councillor
Carl
Sackman, do you wish to say
something? I just think we need to set some guidelines, and this gives us that. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, well, I've got to speak against the motion. I think that you have to ask why it's necessary and how much is it worth the effort of this particular, which the policy will outline. And I just note that it's just for the temporary use of the fixed banner pole, so it's nothing to do with the electronic notice board, so I presume we have to have another policy for that. If we are to assume that it is worth our effort, I think that some of the detail is excessive. And for instance, on page 71, it talks about the banner shall not relate to commercial advertising. I don't know, I don't necessarily see a problem with that. We could possibly make some money out of that. But I do think that some of the details are a little bit excessive. They've got to be a certain size. It can't be, if it's going to be a banner relating to recognition of sponsors, it can't be less than 30% of the banner surface area. It's very, very prescriptive. And yet in the policy, there's nothing to define actually what commercial development, what a commercial nature is, which I think is a bit not quite so good. But my main concern, I think, is just the unintended consequences. It's just a whole lot of extra work that is involved in having this policy, and the to-ing and fro-ing if the sign isn't correct. I think it just slows down the decision making, and that comes at a cost to the officers that have to do this work. It creates red tape, and I'm not really sure for the fact of putting a banner up that it's worth it. So. Are there any other speakers for the motion? Are there any other speakers against?
I have to agree with you, Liz. I think there's a lot more things that we need to be worrying about than creating these sort of policies.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Those in favour? Those against?
That's lost.
The next one is 9.3.2, the Kalbarri Foreshore Revitalisation Project, proposed financial assistance agreement for stage one. The information has been presented there. This follows on from the submission assessment's gone back to the Mid West Development Commission. This must be passed by absolute majority. So essentially the officer's recommendation is that we accept the terms and conditions of the financial assistance agreement, which is still in draft form, so we would accept that when it becomes the full the the proper process or the proper document. And it's just related to the state government's grant of $8.1 million for phase one of the project, and with an initial payment of $300,000 being for the provision of a master plan, preparation and approval of the project management plan and project budget, and also the necessary engineering assessments. And then it follows on with points 2, 3, and 4. I won't read those out. Is there someone that's happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Carl Suckling. Seconded Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor? No. Councillor Rosalind Suckling?
No.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next one, 9.4.1, is the delegated planning decisions for March. It's just a simple majority. I think there's one correction there that we just might maybe just need to make that correction on the attachment. So is someone happy to move that we receive the report on the delegated development approvals? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Pike. Is there any dissent to accepting that? I'll take that as carried. Thank you. We'll move on to the next one, item 9.4.2, which is the proposed relocated dwelling on lot 30, Phelps Loop, Calvary. The information has been presented there, as well as some attachments and photos in your other document. So on page 49, is there someone who's happy to move the officer's recommendation that council refuse to grant planning approval to the proposed development on lot 30, as shown in the attachment for the following reasons, and there are six of those, and the two advices to the applicant. Is someone happy to move that? Thank you, Councillor Pike. Someone happy to second it? Thanks, Councillor Hay. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Pike?
Good decision.
Decision. We haven't made a decision yet.
It's going to be.
Councillor Hay, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No, appreciate
it. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Any comments or questions? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. We'll move now to item 9.5.1, which is the building approval report for March. Someone happy to move that council receive that building approvals report as it's set out in the attachment document? Thanks. Thank you, Councillor Carl Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I will take that as carried. Thank you. Next one. That's the first of our planning. Item 9.6.1, which is the Calvary Festival Market Stallholders' request to camp on site. So this, I recall, happened June of last year. It feels like it was not very long ago. Especially how quickly a year passes. So essentially, this is we're giving permission for so basically that they are able to camp over. So there's 2 points. Advise the Calvary Development Association that it has no objection to market stalls associated with the Calvary Festival event held on the 31st of May and the 1st of June being on the grassed area at Sally's Tree over the 2-day period, but accepts no responsibility for any damage or losses that may occur, and that we grant delegated authority for the Chief Executive Officer to grant permission to stallholders wishing to camp on their stall under their stall tents for that period. And this must be passed by absolute majority because of that delegated authority. So is there someone who's happy to move that? Thank you, Councillor Burgess. Seconded Councillor Gibb. Does anyone wish to speak against? Wish to speak to the motion?
In light of the damage that happened to one of the stallholders at the last event that happened there, this does show that staying on site is beneficial to the people that are coming.
Thank you.
Totally agree with that. The security is an issue if you're left unattended.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? that's carried. The next one, I've got a bit ahead of myself then and I need to leave, so is that correct? I will make advert and I'll hand over to you there.
Right in the hot
in
seat.
In the hot seat. I have to, that's quite all right. I might not come back.
Hayley, shall I give Alan Tim's number?
Item 9.6.2, the determination of event application involving temporary closure of Memorial Avenue off Grey Street, Kalmarri. This is around the KDA wanting to run a community colour ride. Around parts of the foreshore area, which is busy on that day. We've looked through that, we've all read through it, we talked about it earlier. Looking forward to, on page 60, to the officer recommendation that we refuse the Development Association request. Or point two, advise the Kalmarri Development Association there's an alternative option. Point three, that require approval, refer to from point two above to be subject to the suitable traffic management measures being in place for the period of the approved closure to the satisfaction of the Executive Manager of Works and Technical Services. Does anyone like to speak for or against?
Yeah,
would anyone like to move a motion?
Wonderful.
Councillor Suckling, the seconder? Councillor Ron Suckling. All those in favour?
So you give the mover has a chance to.
Oh, sorry, yep. Carl, would you like to speak for that motion?
No, I'm all good, it's pretty solid.
Councillor Ron
Suckling.
Anyone against it?
Anybody for it?
Anybody for it?
Everyone.
Yeah. All those in favour? Jerry?
I wanted to make a comment.
Back in your box.
President's information, the approval as per officer's recommendation.
Proposed stallholder on Shire Managed Reserve at Kalmarri. So this is the proponent is Fire and Ice Recovery. And there were a few questions in our session earlier, but all of the information has been presented there. You've read the report. The officer's recommendation is on page 65 and 66. I won't read it all, but the officer's recommendation is that council advise the applicant that is not prepared to issue approval under the Shire of Northampton Activities on Thoroughfare of Public Places and Trade with Local Law 2017 to the proposed activities as outlined within the applicant's submission, as shown at attachments 9.6.3 number 1 for the following reasons. So with respect to the proposed location on Reserve 25307, a restricted amount of car parking is available in this vicinity with a demand for parking exceeding available bays during periods of peak use such as school holidays and long weekends or where activities or events are being held in the vicinity of that area. Council is not prepared to quarantine two car parking bays, one bay for trailer and one for towing vehicle for use of the applicant. Next point, with respect to the proposed location on Reserve 34550, which is at Jake's Point. As water is not available at this location and the location is not considered appropriate given that no marked parking bays are available in the area and the operation of the business in this location is likely to impact the use of the adjacent gazebo. The third point being the potential noise from the operation of a generator impacting on the amenity of the reserve locations. And point D is council does not support the direct discharge of wastewater to the associated of wastewater associated with the activity onto the ground, given the potential to impact on existing vegetation and ground conditions. Is there someone who's happy to move that as it's as I read? Thank you, Councillor Burgess. Do we have a seconder? It's Councillor Gibb. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess?
No, the points are pretty evident, but as we said before, we can just keep discussing with the proponents where there's alternative sites for them to go.
Thank you. Councillor Gibb, you
yeah,
wish
totally
to
agree with
speak
that.
To
yep.
the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? I'll put that to the vote. That's carried. And yes, there's nothing to stop further discussion if the proponent wishes to develop, wishes to continue to attempt to offer that service or do business in Calvary. The next one, 9.7.1, which is the unconfirmed minutes of the Bushfire Advisory Committee meeting, which was held on the 24th of March. So this is to receive and note the unconfirmed minutes, as shown in attachment 9.71, number 1. And also that we update the Bushfire Advisory Committee's terms of reference, as shown in attachment 7.1, number 9. And request that Sandy Gully, Alma and the Izzica Brigades be requested to formally consider the proposal for the two brigades to be amalgamated due to dwindling active membership at their next available meeting. So this must be passed by absolute majority, if I can just make that point, rather than simple majority, due to the fact that it is a terms of reference document. And also point three, that whilst that process, we're requesting them to formally consider it, we acknowledge that it will need to go back to each of the each brigade's AGM, so that will take a little while. Is someone happy to move that we accept those minutes and update the terms of reference? Thank you, Councillor Roslyn Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Gibb, thank you. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Roslyn Suckling?
No.
Councillor Gibb, no. Anyone wish to speak against? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. We'll move now to Works and Technical Services section of our meeting. Item 9.8.1. Is someone happy to move that we receive the Executive Manager of Technical Works and Services information items and maintenance and construction work program report for this month? And that's all set out in attachment 9.8.1, part 1. So I'm happy to. Accept that. Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Sutton. Seconded, Councillor Hay. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I will take that as carried. Thank you. The next one is the final type of reports. 9.8.2 is the proposed disposal of the Shire of Northampton surplus assets. You see the table there of a number of items. 10 in total that are going to be disposed of. Is someone happy to move that council accept the following recommendations for the disposal of the Shire of Northampton property that's all set out in that table, and that we adjust the 24-25 budget in accordance? Happy to move that, Councillor Hay. Thank you. Is there a seconder? Next, Councillor Carl Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Hay?
No, I'm going to get rid of some surplus stuff.
Surplus stuff?
All good, thanks.
All good. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Any comments or questions? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. We'll move now to the next section, which is late reports. There's none today. So we'll move now to item 11, questions from members. We don't have any questions taken on notice from last meeting. Does anyone have any questions that they'd like to put to the meeting now, any councillors? No. Item number 12, are there any motions for consideration at our next meeting? No. Item 13, does anyone have any new business of an urgent nature? No. Number 14, Number 14, applications for leave of absence. I need to do that. No, we're all going to be here. That's good. Well, there being no further business, I would like to thank you for your attendance and your participation and close the meeting at 2:40. Thank you.